Welcome everyone to the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office Podcast. Here we go. Thanks for tuning in. We're here with the handsomest man at Surprise Lake Middle School, Mr. Bettis. This one's going to be a little bit different because usually Mr. Bettis is the one that is interviewing guests. But as the administrative intern, it is my honor to be the one flipping the script, literally flipping the script, and asking him a few interesting and exciting questions. I am today's host, Mr. Nyker. My first question is, what is something that people seem to misunderstand about you?
I think that people think that I always have like a completely optimistic, positive attitude all the time. And I guess I don't, I think I make a choice to look at the, like, okay, what is good out of the situation? But I don't think that I automatically am a happy-go-lucky guy. So maybe that
you,
one?
I appreciate that. Yeah, you are the kind of guy that is like silver lining, is the glass is half full with you. And I think that most people, at least the ones that I come in contact with, have a great appreciation for you for kind of thinking that way. Good answer. I like that. Okay, second question. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Chicago Bears 2020 Super Bowl champions, because that would mean that the Bears won the Super Bowl. There you go, man. It's super important to me, all right? It's an unhealthy obsession that I have.
You are quite passionate about the Chicago Bears. Tell us more, like, how did that all start? What is the story behind the passion of the Chicago Bears?
You know, I've told this story many times because people always ask that, like, how are you a Bears fan? Are you from Chicago? But I'm from small town Shepherd, Montana, which is like two states in any direction to a football team. And so, like, in Montana, it seems like if you're in the South, there's a little bit more Broncos fans. If you're in the East, it's a little bit more Vikings fans. In the West, it's a little bit more Seahawks fans. And I'm like, why would you even have any hometown? That's not our hometown. Like, Denver's our closest, but I have no interest in that. But when I was growing up, like when I was 6 years old, it was the greatest team that ever existed, the 1985 Chicago Bears. And not only were they the best team that ever played, but they were the coolest. I mean, anybody that was alive in that time, right? When it was like, it was Refrigerator Perry and Walter Payton and Dan Hampton and Mike Singletary with the big old eyes. Like, it was just, they were cool. And then they were all, like, when I was a kid growing up, they just had all the commercials before Jordan and before anybody else. Like, the 85 Bears were the ones that were on everything. So, like, for me, that was just the coolest. And then I've had nothing but constant disappointment for the remaining 30 years since then. 35 years. Oh, that's sad. My kids asked me the other day, when is the last time the Bears won the Super Bowl, Dad?
Oh, yeah. So this might be the year. This is the year. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
You also gave away your age there. I don't know if anybody caught that, did the math there, but you also gave away your age there.
I'm comfortable with that.
I'm sure that you don't care. Yeah.
I like being 41.
Here we go. If you could turn back the time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him? You know what? I want to change that question.
Last minute, he's making an adjustment. Okay.
Last minute, I am making an adjustment. Would you mind changing that question to, if you could turn back the time to your 12-year-old self, what would you say and why? And obviously, hopefully you kind of caught why I changed that at last minute.
Middle school. Exactly. I got you. Exactly. You know what? I don't think, like, I'm not a big fan of regret. I know I made a lot of mistakes. When I was 12 years old as a middle school kid, I thought I was the greatest. You think I got a big head now, but then I thought I was the greatest human being that ever existed and the world revolved around me. But I think that's something, like, those formative years when you kind of design who you are, that helped me get to where I am. And I'm so incredibly happy with where I'm at in my life and like the family and the house and the job that I have, that, like, if I could go back and adjust that, like, I wouldn't want to do that. That would, like, sure, it make me better, or maybe I would know something I didn't know now, but then I might not be where I'm at right now. And, like, I can't imagine a better place to be at than where I'm at right now. So I wouldn't say anything.
So the advice you'd give your 12-year-old self is keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing, you handsome devil.
Okay, let's see a couple more here. Okay. What would others say is your biggest challenge or weakness?
You know, maybe I should ask you that one, Mr. Nanker, because you are good at telling me that my weaknesses. You know, I think I know for me, one thing that I don't listen enough. And I think I try to. I know it's really important. I really want to. And sometimes I feel that space with thinking. And I also think like sometimes like you and I, it's really good to have conversation with you because you challenge me and you push back and you give me ideas. And I long for that. I really like that. And some folks aren't as comfortable with the confrontation of it. So like I know that sometimes it comes off as that I'm trying to convince somebody to my point. And really what I'm trying to do is like, this is, I don't think highly enough. I respect your opinion much more than mine. This is why I think of it, why it is. So convince me I'm wrong. Please tell me all the reasons why I'm wrong. Cause I want to keep an open mind towards that.
Yeah, no, I think most people kind of see that with you, which is a great trait to have, I think, especially as a leader, to be open to listening to other people. And I at least from my experience, I think that the way that you do present things allows for dialogue and discourse. And I feel like from what I've been a part of, it's led to some pretty cool things. Being able to like take your ideas and take staff ideas and be able to put it all together and make it into something that's really awesome. And, you know, the new building being one of them, right? That's a pretty good example.
It's a wonderful place.
Okay. Last question. You ready?
Last question. I was just getting into this, man. I'm just getting fun. This is fun. Keep it coming, Mr. Knight.
Okay. All right. I got it then. Okay. We can keep it going. I'll have to come up with some off the top of my head here.
They won't be.
So what should I have asked you that I didn't know enough to ask?
Oh man.
I got some heavy hitters, man.
Yeah. That, you know what? I think probably why I'm in education? Why am I a principal? Like, and you know the answer to this because I've, you know, when you decided to go down the admin intern route, I kind of explained that a little bit. But like, I always, when I do the podcast with teachers, one of the coolest things is when I ask like, what's the best thing about being a teacher? Because you can just see their eyes light up and they like, it's always kind of that same thing of unlocking, like when a kid, that light bulb moment, I swear that everybody's done that 100 times is like that light bulb moment. Is it, what's the coolest thing about my gig? Or, you know, that would have been my questions. Coolest thing about my gig or why did I get in education? So.
Well, go ahead. Answer them. What's the coolest thing about your gig? The
coolest thing about my gig is that like working with teachers and working with kids. So like I Kelly Wood, who is the secretary at Fife High School. I remember when I was leaving there, she said like, hey, now that you're going to admin, I really essentially have two different types of principals that I've worked with. It was either ones that really care about teachers or one that really care about kids. She said, the really good ones will be ones that can do both. And so like, I love hanging out with kids. It's super cool, right? Between classes. And I mean, it's such a bummer now when I'm in the building and it's just, there's no kids. It's like summertime when I'm a principal. It's just, you know, because kids are just fun, like going around and having their secret handshakes or just, you know, the high fives, just that interaction with kids. I miss being in a classroom, that way you get to develop deeper relationships, but I still get pretty good relationships with kids. So kids are fun. And then like when they screw up, you know, I want to be that, you know, somebody that makes a difference to them. Right. So like that one moment, I try to treat every single moment that I'm interacting with a kid will be something that they will remember for the rest of their lives. Even though like, I also relieve myself of that. Like it could mean nothing to them. You know what I mean? Like I could be doing this long, big speech about how important it is to do something. And they're like, they don't remember when they walk out the door. But I always want to, you know, operate under the notion that I'm changing their life on this very moment. These words that are coming out of my mouth. So if I sell them short because I'm distracted or something else, that's different. So that's kids. And then working with teachers, like teaching is the most admirable position that a human being can endeavor to
noble
do. No, admirable. I always say admirable.
Did you change? I swear you've said Noble.
Okay, I may have said Noble.
We're going to need to get some fact checkers on this podcast.
We can. You know, I think the teaching, man, I just think that it's such a, like, it's such an amazing thing. You can't impact society anymore. Like, I just, you know, I have conversation. I have a friend of mine that he's thinking about getting into politics. And I come back to, this is why I'm in education. If I can change the world, like, you think if you teach for 30 years, those, like, you right now, Jason, you or Mr. Niker, you have 150 students on your caseload every single year. If you teach for 30 years, that's 1,500, 4,500 students that will remember you for every day for the rest of their life, right? I still make, like, my kids, I got a Mr. Dewing. He used to he used to say, hold the buckets, you know what I mean? He wasn't that great of a teacher, but I love, like, my kids say holy buckets now because I said it with Mr. Doing, you know, to make fun of Mr. Doing. And so it's like the impact, even though it's even small, like, you have a lasting impact that is just so cool. I get to, like, feed off of that. Like, if I go into your classroom and I'm seeing you work with kids, I'm just like, I'm enamored. I'm like, oh my God, it's so cool. It's so cool to watch this. I get so excited. I'm like, oh, I wish I was that good of a teacher. Oh, I wish I could be in there and do that thing. You know what I mean? That's how I look every time when I go into a classroom. It gets me excited. I'm getting excited right now.
I love it. I love it. I can feel your passion coming through. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this conversation that you had with me, but one of the most impactful things you've ever said to me is that we have the opportunity to change the trajectory of a student's life. And that sentence, that phrase, change trajectory, I actually have it on a sticky note that I have on my computer that I keep. I've had it on there for a long, long time now. It's the same one. And I wrote it the day you said that to me. I wrote it down and I was like, that's a line that I'm gonna remember and I'm gonna take with me to throughout my career in education.
That's so, like, I, you know, I'm incredibly honored by that. I'm incredibly honored by that because, you know, I was just thinking, like, when I have every time I have a conversation with a kid, I'm thinking, like, that's something that they'll remember for the rest of their life. But when I'm talking to a teacher, like, I usually think, God, I'm a knucklehead compared to this person. You know, like, the fact that somebody is going to, like, listen to something that I have to say and that can impact them, like, that amazes me. So, right on, man.
Pat yourself on the back.
You know what? Yeah, I know. This is not the norm, Mr. Niker.
I
usually try to interact with you to bring my head down a little bit, you know? I talk to my mom every Sunday so that she can tell me how wonderful I am, but then I hang out with my wife and you so that I can get back down to reality, you know?
Okay, you ready? Lightning round. Here we go.
Okay.
Fast, rapid fire answers. That's what I'm looking for here. Rapid fire. You ready?
I don't know if I can think that fast, but go ahead.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday night family movie night.
Nice.
Although that, you know what? Every day, like, I don't know. I could make an argument on even Sundays watching football with my kids. I love that. I love, like, a new week too. I do love Mondays. You know what I mean? Coming into the school and it's like that whole
fresh
thing.
Start.
Different. So. I know it's supposed to be lightning round, but
That's
argument on each one of the days.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Milton, because that's the one I work.
Besides local.
Shepherd, Montana, my hometown.
Shepherd, Montana.
Go Mustangs.
Nickname your parents used to call you, or maybe still call you. I don't know.
Actually, I'll give you one. My dad, when I was a little kid, he used to call me Fat Boy.
Chubby cheeks.
Yeah, just actually not. I was really, like, when I was born, I was really chubby. So, but then I was skinny after that, but he still called me Fat Boy.
Yeah, I kind of had that same thing. I was like 10 pounds when I was 11 pounds or something like that when I was born, and now I'm like super slim. Yeah, I had the same situation. All right, let me see what else I got. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Okay. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Oh, language. Language. Every language. Agreed. I like people.
What else do I got? Let's see. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
Depends if I'm running late.
Do you retie it every morning, or do you leave them tied and then just do the whole like put the thing on and then tighten it up?
What am I, a high school kid getting ready for football?
It's a real tie, right? Let's verify that it's a real tie.
Are you kidding me right now? What? That's a terrible question. Of course I retie my tie. I'm a grown man. Crying out loud. I wear a tie.
I just never know with you. Invisibility or super strength?
Super strength. Yeah.
Choose that one. You could use it. Okay, here we go. This one's my favorite. This is comes from my kids. You ready? Taylor Swift is blank.
Annoying?
Oh, no. They're not going to like that answer.
Yeah, you know what? My problem is that my kids found Kids Bop Radio, and I swear I hear the same three songs over and over and over again, and it's just not my gig.
Yeah, we get a lot of Kids Bop around here, too. All right, that's all I got, Mr. Bettis. That was a lot of fun. I know those were super random questions, but
it's super fun like doing podcasts, isn't it? This actually gets me all excited to do it again.
Yeah, for sure. Keep it going. I want to get into it as well. So that's the whole reason why I volunteered to kind of ask you some questions. So thanks for letting me do it.